You're listening to 1320 WILS. I'm Kyle Malin, editor of the MERS newsletter, filling in for Michael Cohen today. It was a busy day in the capital city for reporters, and we didn't even have a legislative session to cover. U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow was in town to announce her American Jobs Agenda. She had a press conference at the Lansing Community College, and I was able to get some audio in which Debbie Stabenow spoke with myself and other reporters, answered questions about what's going on in Washington, D.C. Mike Peterson, our producer, is going to play that audio right now.
So, Senator, how do you think Donald Trump's been doing so far in his first few months in office?
Well, you know, I think it's been disorganized and, you know.
What do you mean disorganized?
Well, it's at this point trying to know even who to talk to. You know, we don't yet have most of the positions even nominated for us to be able to fill to work with folks in the departments and so on. But I think it's more foreign policy. You know, what exactly is the foreign policy? I think what happened on health care was very chaotic, very rushed, and was certainly the bottom line of what they tried to ram through was really bad for Michigan. What I'd like to do is see the president focus on rebuilding America and putting dollars in roads and bridges and water and sewer systems and electric grids and work with us. I think we could do infrastructure and do something positive and bipartisan. I'd love to see him embrace my American Jobs Agenda because he is very focused. He's talked about China and being a currency manipulator and stealing products, and he's talked about American jobs. And so I've laid out three things. I've reached out to them and said these are things that we should be able to work together on.
You have to have some type of feeling that he's willing to work on these kind of issues. He campaigned on this, right?
He campaigned on
bringing jobs to Michigan and America.
So. I hope so. I mean, I reached out when I met with the Treasury Secretary during his nomination process. I mentioned the Bring Jobs Home Act, which closes the tax loopholes. I mentioned it during his hearing, and they indicated they thought it was something that they could support. I've not yet heard back from them, but the president of China was in last week and at the president's resort in Palm Beach, and I was hopeful that we'd see a tougher stand as it relates to enforcing against China. But you know, I think I'm still waiting to see because there's important work to be done.
Is there a concern at all about the suspension of the premium H-1B visa program that it might hurt research efforts in Michigan?
Well, I think that this is a program that needs to be reviewed. There's important purposes. At the same time, I don't want H-1B visas replacing American workers. And right, we're standing at a place right now that has the capacity of this training people for highly skilled jobs every single day. So I realize there's specialty needs with H-1B visas, but I want to make sure that those are American jobs offered to Americans first.
Is that potentially a good thing that expedited version of the process was?
Well, I think it's just good to review it. It's good to review it and make sure that we're giving every opportunity to American workers first, and that it's being used as it was originally intended to fill the gaps.
I wanted to ask you about the president's budget, and there's been a lot of attention to the Great Lakes funding. Also, it looks like he wants to cut some funding for small airports. Give me your impressions on what you're seeing on that and kind of handicap Trump's budget going forward.
Well, certainly for Michigan, this budget is a non-starter. He completely eliminates funding to protect the Great Lakes. It takes away the things that our mayors are using right now to help make sure we have police officers and firefighters and local jobs being created in the community. And for small towns, I'm very concerned. Up in the Upper Peninsula, we've got four small airports that will likely close if his budget is adopted. And they zeroed out rural water and sewer projects and rural small business loans. And we can go outside our cities in any direction in Michigan and see businesses that have succeeded, started, expanded because of rural development small business loans. And so from my perspective, their budget is a non-starter, and I'm working with colleagues across the aisle on the various issues to put forward a different budget.
What reaction are you getting from Republicans in the Michigan delegation and others to that?
Well, I pulled together our delegation in the House and the Senate last week, and we have the vast majority of Michigan members who are absolutely opposed to the cuts in the Great Lakes funding. And so we've put together a bipartisan effort. I chair the co-chair the bipartisan congressional the Senate Great Lakes Task Force with Rob Portman, senator from Ohio, and we are doing letters together, we are having meetings, we are pushing back, and I'm very concerned that they completely zeroed out our ability to focus on cleaning up beaches, algae in Lake Erie, Asian carp, all the efforts that we've got going right now that are actually cleaning up beaches and allowing folks to swim and boat and fish and hunt. And, you know, it's about agriculture, it's about tourism, it's about our way of life in Michigan. So it's a real hands-on-deck moment, I think, for all of us.
What about some of the things dealing with the airports and some of the other cuts?
There is great concern. Represent rural areas. I don't see as much of a unified approach, but I know for many of us that represent small towns and rural communities, there is bipartisan concern about what was proposed. It really would shut down capacity for small businesses to get going and expand. And when you take away any airport service, it makes it very difficult.
I have a question about one of your big recent Facebook posts.
Sure.
About the Trump's tax returns. Can you elaborate why you post that?
Well, I think, you know, we've never had a president, Democrat or Republican, that has said no to releasing their tax returns so that we would know whether or not there are basic conflicts of interest. And I think right now, with the investigations regarding Russia, it's particularly concerning, and the public has the right to know whether or not there are conflicts in business interests and other reasons why he would be making decisions that he's making.
A couple more, guys.
Does it look like we're headed to another Cold War to you?
I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, President Trump's foreign policy right now is not clear at all. We have his UN ambassador saying one thing, Secretary of State saying something a little bit different, his spokesman, press secretary, saying something different. So we'll see. I do think that the limited strike in Syria was appropriate. It was targeted. It was appropriate. But to go any farther, they have to have congressional involvement, and there has to be a strategy. This cannot be based on emotions or just a momentary decision. It needs to be part of a larger strategy.
Last one, guys.
Okay.
You've probably addressed this before, but Neil Gorsuch,
yeah.
you supported his nomination for Court of Appeals, but didn't support Supreme Court. Why?
Well, first of all, it was a very different time, being one of a number of different judges on the Appeals Court versus a lifetime position on the United States Supreme Court. Almost everyone, all but one of the Supreme Court justices that have served in our country's lifetime, all but one, have gotten a 60 vote, hit that threshold. They've been a mainstream, bipartisan justice, and I think that's appropriate. And so we had a case where, despite the presidents under President Obama, or the nominees under President Obama, the nominees under President Bush, all receiving over 60 votes because they were mainstream, this is a nominee that could not get 60 votes because of decisions he's made that I believe are very out of the mainstream. So in that case, I think, as in past history in our country, you change the nominee. You don't change the rules like they did.
Thanks, guys.
Okay.
All right.
Great.
Thanks,
yeah.
Good to see you again.